children are the best to be born.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And parents are, they're the, if you're going to criticize or say somebody, something that's going to say about them. And sometimes, well, it's a woman's nature to love and be loved. And sometimes we love wisely and love well, but not wisely. That expression's been used. And it surely has. Lots of women. And I think we could see lots of that now.
Yes.
I don't,
right.
I don't know much. I don't get out and over there much, but I can't keep from hearing some.
I suppose both of the parents die, then the child is known as a
orphan. Yes.
And suppose somebody is appointed by a judge to see after the orphan, what is he known as?
He would be their guaranteed guardian, however they call it. And of course they could adopt the child, or they could just take one, raise it, and just be a foster parent. That's the way my grandmother was raised. Her and her brothers, they were left orphans. Uncle Billy and Uncle and Aunt Betsy, the couple that they didn't have any children. They just took them and raised them. Just, they were their foster parents. They never adopted them.
And,
however, she erred. They erred the land, you know.
Oh, I see.
I reckon, unless there was, there might have been a will, maybe for all I know about it. It's been a long time.
Well, that's interesting. Right. Even though they're not really blood relation, they still would. I see.
Yes. People do that now. This is one of our neighbors down here, and he and his wife went to those, one of those agencies, you know, where they take the unwanted children, and they adopted a baby. He's now the cutest little boy, and they just love him. He's just like their own, same way.
Mm-hmm.
And he's forced his child, I think, to be careful like that.
When you put a baby in something to take him for a ride, what did you used to call that? Those big wheels and
carry. Well, they had baby carriages.
They had
a cradle's what rocked them. I was rocked in a cradle. I think everyone in the family was rocked in the same cradle.
Is that right?
And we rocked our children in a rocking chair. Rock them to sleep. And I tease the older girl about it now. She's rocked. She's nearly 6 years older than my brother. I said, well, you rocked till you sleep till you're old enough to go to school. And she was just about. She's almost 6 years older than her brother.
See. Suppose you had a baby in a carriage. What would you say? I think I'll go what the baby.
Think I'll do what?
If you have a baby in a carriage, you say, well, I think now I'll. What?
I'll take him for a ride or for a stroll.
Stroll.
I've heard people use that expression.
Roll the baby.
Of course, the Indians, they carry him on the back.
On the back.
Yeah.
And when the baby first starts to move around on the floor, you say, well, look how fast he what?
He's crawling.
Crawling. Uh-huh. I wonder if.
My youngest great grandbaby, little daughter, she would crawl on all fours like that. She's toddling now, and her granddaddy, he makes more of her than his own children.
Is that right? Would you tell me, if you're not getting too tired,